Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the White House Family Devotions, number 285. Continuing to honor God for the life of his servant Billy Graham, Dr. Billy Graham said, "The moment we take our last breath on earth, we take our first breath in heaven." As you know by now, that Dr. Billy Graham, some believe to be the greatest evangelist, the greatest missionary in the history of the world since the Apostle Paul, is now home with the Lord. Today, by the time you watch or listen to this short devotional, I will be in Charlotte, North Carolina for the private funeral of Dr. Billy Graham, which by the grace of God, I was unexpectedly but joyfully invited to attend as one of the 2,000 people invited. I give God the glory for this honor and this joy and this privilege, and I give my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all of the praise to be counted in this number with presidents and prime ministers and dignitaries from around the world. I don't deserve to be there. But I thank God that God touched their hearts to invite me. I hope you will set time aside today, beginning at 12 noon Eastern Time, to watch the homegoing service for this servant of God, this humble servant of God, who was used mightily to bring millions to salvation through Jesus Christ by preaching the gospel to millions. What a life, as someone said, what a life. And continuing to honor God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the life of his servant, Billy Graham, we will read another devotional reading from his heart and from his pen. The title of this devotional is Hope for the Future by Dr. Billy Graham. Philippians 3:20 says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." If you are moving to a new home, you want to know all about the community to which you are going. And since we will spend eternity someplace, we ought to know something about it. The information concerning heaven is found in the Bible. When we talk about heaven, earth grows shabby by comparison. Our sorrows and problems here seem so much less when we have keen anticipation of the future in heaven. In a certain sense, the Christian has heaven here on earth. He has peace of soul, peace of conscience, and peace with God. Amen, somebody. In the midst of troubles and difficulties, he can smile. He can smile. He has a spring in his step, a joy in his soul, a smile on his face. But the Bible also promises the Christian a heaven in the life hereafter. We can be joyful here because we anticipate the joy of being there. Whoever you are not alone. Christ can give you comfort and companionship. And if you know him as your Savior, he is always with you, and he will never forsake you. Now, beloved, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior and you're lonely, allow me to show you how you can put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pardon me. Allow me to show you how you can put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation from sin and hell and have a home in heaven, as Dr. Billy Graham preached about and has himself. For he is in heaven looking down upon us now. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Hell is bad news, but I have some good news for you. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has a motto, "Always good news." And I have some good news for you as well today. It is the same good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again from the dead on the third day. And pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I assure you that Dr. Billy Graham would want me to tell you this. And he was one of the best at telling it. And so take his advice that he gave so many times, and take this short little message and trust Christ as Savior today, and believe in your heart in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. His name is Jesus. Believe on him. Trust him as your Savior. Pray and ask him to save you today. And he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Just repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I have sinned against you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, all of my wrongdoing, and help me to repent of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, including mine, I believe with all of my heart that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Lord willing, I'll be back from Charlotte tomorrow, and we'll continue with the family devotions. We look forward to seeing you there. Please pray for traveling mercies, as the old saints used to say. We'll see you next time.